I had Mr. Klein, now, sir.
Yes, sir, how are you?
What if you got a hold of Gallagher and et al. On this, sir?
No, I didn't, because I talked to Ron, and he said he wanted to wait till tomorrow morning to be sure about the other questions they might ask. I think this story is a preposterous thing about him.
I know, but the point is, it's a terrible opening, and the AP is in a hell of a spot on this, because I know the libel laws, and...
Well, the libel laws make them totally liable on
this. Yeah, they're totally liable, and naturally, the president has problems in doing it, but I won't hesitate on this one, believe me. Gallagher better get off his ass. You better get on him and say he better get retract this goddamn story.
Well, yeah, all right, I will. The only thing that bothers me on the whole thing at all is that, you know, it's obviously a totally phony story, and there's...
But they printed her.
What?
And they printed it, and the Santa Ana Register says they stand by it. You see?
Yeah, that's right.
So?
Which makes it a total libel.
Right. And the AP has reproduced it.
Well, the only thing that bothers me at all on the thing is there's no doubt they were totally wrong. Is if from this thing then comes another statement about who owns the adjacent property, which is perfectly legitimate, whoever does, but that they force it out.
We don't care about that. We're happy about that.
Well, sure, and it's a perfectly legitimate thing.
That's right. I don't own it.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they put the other part out earlier, it would have eased a lot of the problem on it. And, as I understand, Frank DeMarco is preparing some kind of a statement on the thing overall.
The statement that he should make should be the one we've made previously, that the property adjacent is held in trust. That I, you know what I mean? And that's the case, and it isn't,
I have no claim to any part of it.
Only as a beneficiary of the goddamn trust at some time in the future, and then it goes to a foundation or something, that's all. See what I mean? I have no money in it.
Well, I know you don't.
See, that's the point.
I'll do it right away.
I don't know. Well, maybe you don't want to bother with him.
What bothered me is not telling them how damn wrong they are, and I think we're getting more and more, in fact, I got a speech tomorrow, which I'm going to say this, into a situation where they're coming out with irresponsible things without checking anything. And this is a part of it. I saw an NBC show last night, which was the same thing. All the way through, but...
you see, the attacks... To attack the President of the United States for basically having taken $1 million in campaign funds to buy a piece of property is totally liable. It's totally false, libelous, per se.
Well,
and now, goddammit, Gallagher shouldn't have allowed this.
Well, it's totally disgraceful. And what I'm trying to say is the only difficulty I have is that I like to shout back some other facts on him as to exactly what the holding on it is to prove it even more wrong. And that's what I'm having trouble getting somebody to give me. And I know that it's all been set up for a long time on the most legitimate basis in the world. And I can, say it's libelous, which is correct, but I also could complete the case with just the other information.
Well, the trouble with that is you start saying, well, now, as a matter of fact, there are this and that and the other thing, that gives them something else to write. Screw them.
Yeah.
The point is, what we have said is totally true. The president owns the 4.5 acres, period. The balance is held in trust, period. And he has, you know what I mean, that's the whole goddamn story, period. No, I don't have any, there's no $1 million in or anybody else in the president.
No, you never do anything like that.
Well, the point is, I don't have that money. That's the point.
No, well, of course, you know, they even go worse. They allege that it's from a campaign fund, which...
I know, that from the 68 campaign fund, we took $1 million and bought the San Clemente property. All totally false. Absolutely false. Well, maybe you want to wait till tomorrow. I don't know.
Well,
if you want to, go ahead.
I'll call him now. You see my point. I like to dispute him totally on the whole damn thing. And, our people, suddenly go scurrying around too much. And I can do that, but it's more effective if you can say, this is dead wrong, you're wrong, it's libelous, but it's irresponsible. And then, you know, then the other, now maybe I can do that and say that when they ask in the morning that they'll have the other part, which there's no, you know, I never have any doubt about any of these things as to what's totally right or wrong with regarding you.
So the point is on this, the whole damn thing is so goddamn clean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, everything you've ever done is
clean. The whole thing. I don't own a goddamn thing there except that 4.5 acres.
For sure. And you know, and I know.
And the other is held in trust by friends for the goddamn foundation someday, I hope.
Sure.
That's all there is to it.
Let me get Wes and get on that goddamn
thing. Well, I don't know. Maybe you want to wait. Wait, let the son of a bitch wait till the morning. Wait till tomorrow.
Well, I'll do it for sure. I just think that I'm trying to do it.
But don't try to open up anymore. Don't give the AP any more to write.
I'm not going to give them more to write.
You see, like to say, well, now, as a matter of fact, here's the whole story.
I don't think
that maybe if we had been, goddamn it, stick on what we already have said.
No, my position shouldn't be to, you know, to defend anything.
Don't go beyond what we've already said, which is totally true,
yeah,
totally defensible, and it's no campaign fund whatever in this thing. None of the president's money's in this goddamn thing.
No. Sure, that's absolutely right, and that's goddamn it.
Well, in any event, you see, the other thing in your speech tomorrow, I would say that this indicts the committee. The failure of the committee, Irvin made a half-assed statement, so did Baker. But the committee should apologize, retract, and failing to apologize and retract, letting this story delay for 2 days, indicts the committee in advance of its hearings. You see?
That sure does.
Okay, boy.
Because it was all traced to those people.
Well, sure, they did it. They put it up. Sure, that's where it came from. Okay.
All right, thank you. I'll be-